Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. It's a 14-and-a-half-year-old website. We've updated it many times since we founded it, and we continue to update it with new information every day, every single day, including a brand spanking new video that we just put up yesterday. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and take the poll question, too, while you're there on the homepage. Nell Merlino is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder and CEO of Count Me In. Nell, thank you again for all the good, great things that you do for so many ladies out there trying to get their business off the ground. What's new with Count Me In?
I think the newest thing we're doing, we have a great collaboration with the Sam's Club Giving Program, and we are doing events in Los Angeles, Detroit, and Charlotte, North Carolina this year, to help women go from $50,000 in revenue to $250,000. Hmm. And we kicked it off last week in L.A. We're going to start in L.A. It's May 10th and 11th. But the turnout was incredible. That's where I met the young woman who calls herself the Latina Martha Stewart. Mm-hmm. Just a great level of energy. And Sam's has just done some wonderful things for us to get that going. And we're also going to have our famous Make Mine a Million event in the summer. We're going to do a homecoming for all the women who have gotten to a million and have another competition. So there's lots of opportunity this year, and we have a big thing happening next week in Grand Rapids. So we're doing some work there with the Kellogg Foundation. We are just all over the country working with women, getting them, you know, because 70% of all women are still at $50,000 or less in revenue, so we're working real hard to move them from 50 to 250 and then 250 to a million, and we now have women who are at 40 million. So we are continuing to do that work with Sam's Club and American Express, and it's very exciting.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you about is women seem, well, you and I were talking off the air about how the difference between little boys and little girls, your niece, my grandsons, and how different men and women are, boys and girls are, males and females are. And it seems to be very, very evident when it comes to asking for, thinking that you can have the right to, you're justified in, the confidence to ask for capital, to seek capital.
Yes.
And that's the reason why what you're doing, you and I've talked about this before, why what you're doing is so important, but it's still a problem, isn't it?
It is.
Women
ongoing
are not
talent.
Kim Levine, you know Kim Levine? She's the author of Mommy Manifesto, Mommy Millionaire. She's trying to help women raise money, and she said that she went to venture capitalists and said, help me. And they said, bring us 10 women we need them to ask for $10 million. Find us these women who need $10 million, and we'll talk to you. She couldn't find any women who would do that.
They're out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I talked to her today. I know I got a couple. But it is a different mindset. It's a different mindset.
Why is it?
My job for the rest of my life is to get women to think bigger. I think women continue to think about what either, not all women. There are a couple women out there that if she still needs somebody who wants $10 million,
right,
I got them. But
right,
they think about building a business that's manageable, which often means too small, and don't appreciate.
Are they afraid to fail?
I don't know if it's afraid to fail.
Men don't want to fail, but I think men don't fear it as much, maybe, as women. Men are more likely to not worry about the rules.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's some of that, but I think women business owners are breaking a lot of rules. So I think it is a problem of vision, and that
confidence?
They have these great ideas and think about selling it to their neighbors and don't think about selling it around the country or don't think about selling it worldwide. I think it is more that the notion, because every place I go when we're talking about, you know, getting to the $1 million mark or to the $250,000 mark, at first they think, oh, how could I do this? But when you say, okay, put a $250,000 on a piece of paper, and given what you know about your financials, just tell me how you'll get there. And some of them can tell me in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's the first time they've thought of it that
they've
way.
They've never
and
thought
I think
about it like that.
They haven't. They haven't. They think they're making what they can make, you know?
Well, and I've talked about this before. Men have too much confidence. Women don't typically have enough.
It is.
I was talking to one of our franchise experts yesterday. He said, no more than 1 in 10 of the franchisee prospects that he works with are women. 9 out of 10 are men.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Why are you would think, you would think that franchise should be perfect?
I think that is a capital question.
Yeah.
I think that is because most franchise deals, you need a certain amount of money to get
so
started.
So as far as women have come in the area, well, let me ask you this question real quickly. Is the problem now, today in 2012, confidence or availability of capital? Which is the bigger problem?
I got to say, I think it is the confidence.
Yeah. The money's there, ladies. You got to get up on your hind legs and ask for it. Nell Merlino can help you. Make countmein.org, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Nell. Nell Merlino. She'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.